gambler didn't need a home. All he needed was a game. He stepped into the shower, turned the water hot. It sluiced over tanned skin, lean muscles, through thick black hair in need of a trim. He thought idly about ordering some coffee, some food, then decided he'd catch a few hours sleep first. Another advantage of his profession, engage his mind. He came and went as he pleased, ate when he was hungry, slept when he was tired. He set his own rules, broke them whenever it suited him. Nobody had any hold over him. Not true, Gage admitted as he studied the white scar across his wrist. Not altogether true. A man's friends, his true friends, always had a hold over him. There were no truer friends than Caleb Hawkins and Fox O'Dell. Blood brothers. They'd been born the same day, the same year, even, as far as anyone could tell, at the same moment. He couldn't remember a time when the three of them hadn't been a unit, he supposed. The middle-class boy, the hippie kid, and the son of an abusive drunk. Probably shouldn't have had a thing in common, Gage mused as a smile curved his mouth, warmed the green of his eyes. But they'd been family. They'd been brothers long before Cal had cut their wrists with his Boy Scout knife to ritualize the pact. And that had changed everything. Or had it? Gage wondered. Had it just opened what was always there, waiting? He could remember it all vividly. Every step. Every detail. It had started as an adventure. Three boys on the eve of their 10th birthday, hiking through the woods. Loaded down with skin mags, beer, smokes, his contribution, with junk food and cokes from Fox, and the picnic basket of sandwiches and lemonade Cal's mother had packed. Not that Franny Hawkins would have packed a picnic if she'd known her son planned to camp that night at the Pagan Stone in Hawkins Wood. All that wet heat, Gage remembered, and the music on the boombox, and the complete innocence they'd carried, along with the Little Debbies and Nutter Butters they would lose before they hiked out in the morning. Gage stepped out of the shower, rubbed his dripping hair with a towel. His back had ached from the beating his father had given him the night before. As they'd sat around the campfire in the clearing, those welts had throbbed. He remembered that, as he remembered how the light had flickered and floated over the gray table of the Pagan Stone. He remembered the words they'd written down, the words they'd spoken as Cal made them blood brothers. He remembered the quick pain of the knife across his flesh, the feel of Cal's wrist, of Fox's, as they'd mixed their blood. And the explosion, the heat and cold, the force and fear when that mixed blood hit the scarred ground of the clearing. He remembered what came out of the ground, the black mass of it, and the blinding light that followed, the pure evil of the black, the stunning brilliance of the white. When it was over, there'd been no welts on his back, no pain, and in his hand lay one-third of a bloodstone. He carried it still, as he knew Cal and Fox carried theirs. Three pieces of one whole. He supposed they were the same. Madness came to the Hollow that week and raged through it like a plague, infecting, driving good and ordinary people to do the horrible. And for 7 days, every 7 years, it came back. So did he, Gage thought. What choice did he have? Naked, still damp from the shower, he stretched out on the bed. There was time yet, still some time for a few more games, for hot beaches and swaying palms. The green woods and blue mountains of Hawkins Hollow were thousands of miles away until July. He closed his eyes, and as he'd trained himself, dropped almost instantly into sleep. In sleep came the screams, and the weeping, and the fire that ate so joyfully at wood and cloth and flesh. Blood ran warm over his hands as he dragged the wounded to safety. For how long, he wondered. Where was safe? And who could say when and if the victim would turn and become attacker? Madness ruled the streets of the Hollow. In the dream, he stood with his friends on the south end of Main Street, across from the Quick Mart and its four gas pumps. Coach Moser, who'd guided the Hawkins Hollow Bucks to a championship football season Gage's senior year, gibbered with laughter as he soaked